This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And truly, we are a blessed people at 425 Laconia Boulevard because we obey the commandments of God. Thanking God for the scripture that says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. And truly, we have a right to the tree of life because we obey the commandments of God. And the scripture says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And truly, we have one that's going to bring you the truth of God, the scriptures of truth, our great pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Matisse, our elders, evangelists, missionary deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you. In the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about the work of the ministry, what it really means, according to the scripture. Until we get into that, we're going to hear a number by the choir, Fighting to Die, and we have some testimonies. Choir, Fight to Die. Laconia Boulevard, and I hope you enjoyed that number. Those that sing it, striving, sanctified, we're glad about their gladness. Scripture says, anyone merry, let them sing. That's why we sing here, not for a show, but because we're merry in the Lord. We have some testimonies. Thank God for our sister V, our choir director. Been in the way umpteen years. When she came here, she didn't have gray hair. She got a few strands now. I don't want to put her business out, but I'll let you know. And the sister got some cheerings that is just about ready to get out of school. Thank God for our sister V.
Thanking God for being here. It's just beautiful to always have a testimony, to be able to go through your day, good and bad, and know that when you look back, you're walking in the commandments, you're walking in the light, you are a delight because you're in the way. And we have a leader to bring us the word, to remind us why we are on this earth, why we are walking, and it's to live a righteous and holy life. I thank God for being here.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. She is right when she says to remind us why we're here. We were lost in this world, but the Lord found us. We found him in whom Moses in the law and the prophets did right. Jesus of Nazareth. Now, Brother Larry, been in this way sometime, out there singing in clubs. Now he's singing in the Lord. Brother Larry.
Thank God. Thank God for being here on God's holy Sabbath day. Just thank you, God. Been following this way since 1985. And just thank God to know we have a teaching priest that knows law and teaches his commandments. And we are taught how we can live a sinless life and clean from the world. And just thank God that I'm a son, a follower, and just have a mind just to continue on. Thank God for being
here. Thank God for you, Brother Larry. Thank God. We had our sister V and now her companion going to have a word of testimony. Brother Darrell.
Grateful to be here. Grateful for a mind to live for God. Because of a teaching priest, I'm learning the laws of God and what it requires to live for God. I'm glad to be called a son in the land of holiness. Just
thank
glad to be
God
here.
For you, Brother Darrell. Thank God, Elder Batiste. You might want to stand here and just have a word. She opened up telling you about why we're here and what we're all about. Now she has her own personal testimony. Elder.
Yes, thanking God for being here. And my testimony is that I don't sin anymore.
All right.
And I didn't know this before I came to where the commandments of God is being taught. Being under his great anointed leader.
Thank God.
God led me to where, a place where I don't sin anymore. And I'm just thanking God for I've died out of the old man. And I'm living according to the commandments of God, the new man. And I'm just thanking God for the teaching that we get here that keeps us in the way, preserves us, keeps us walking upright and
thank
holy
God.
Before the Lord. I thank God.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our Elder Batiste. Where are the testimonies in the churches today? Most go to hear, and not to be heard. They don't have a testimony because it's been stripped from them because they've been told you can't do anything but trust in Jesus. And they trust in him don't produce a life. But if we have faith in him, if we trust in him, we should have the works. Yes. Announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you. Thank you, Deacon. We hope you enjoyed those testimonies. They were sincere and they were true. We are witnesses one to another. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And the laws of God, they are righteous. And the scripture says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. And that's what we do here. And the scripture also tells you in 1 John, let no man deceive you, these preachers, these psychics and spiritualists, whatever you want to call yourself. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. When we say, or one may say, well, I'm righteous like the Lord or as the Lord, it says, now you must think you Jesus walking on the water. You do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11. This is all about the work of the ministry. And I know we've heard this down through the years. And I've heard this before I got saved about the Great Commission. I don't find that nowhere in the scripture. And I don't have a problem with paraphrasing, but my understanding of the Great Commission, as these preachers have been telling us, is all about how he died on the cross. I knew that before I got saved, and no one commissioned told me about it. It's just the talk of the town. Everybody knows Jesus died on the cross. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's another story. But I didn't need anyone commissioned to tell me that. That's not the work of the ministry, according to the scripture. And we live here at 425 Laconia Boulevard according to what's written. That's how Jesus came, according to what was written. That's how he left here, according to what was written. Prophecy. Isn't that beautiful? So if you don't find yourself in the scripture, you're not saved. Isn't that beautiful? You might find yourself in the scriptures, but if it's not the formula for being saved, you are not saved, and you are in line for damnation. And you're in damnation now. Ephesians 4 and 11, Deacon Franny.
Yes. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Now, this is what God did. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord did. He gave some.
Yes,
and he gave these for a purpose. And it's interesting and of note to know that the scripture is saying he gave some. He didn't give every prophet and every pastor and teacher. Just because you're called that,
right,
you weren't given by the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that means that devil have those out there. These are gifts given to the church. He gave some. What?
Mm-hmm. For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, this is what the ministry is. It's for the perfecting of the saints. Mm-hmm. Now, that's very strange how these preachers said no one can live perfect. Then truly you're not in the ministry. Because then this ministry is about perfecting a people. Mm-hmm. Not a so-called Christian, but a saint. Because in order to be perfected, you have to be sanctified.
Yes,
for the perfecting of the saints, what?
For the work of the ministry.
Now, this is the work of the ministry. This is not called the Great Commission. You might call it, so I've been commissioned by God. If you've been commissioned, and that's paraphrasing, saying you have a work to do, you've been commissioned to perfect.
Yes.
And how can you perfect if you don't believe in it?
Right.
Or if you've been told no one can live perfect. So what you going to do out there? Because everybody knows Jesus died on the cross. They know about it. Whether they believe it or not is another story.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Now, that's what the ministry is about, perfecting and edifying.
Yes.
Let you know, let's do this, don't do this.
Beautiful.
Let's do this, let's not do this. This is what God is calling for. This is not what he's calling for.
All right. That's beautiful.
This is what the Son looks like. This is what he don't look like. Yes. It's to edify.
Yes, Pastor.
That beautiful cut away.
Yes.
Things that's not like God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 4.
All right. Yes.
I'm hoping everyone to hear my voice is enjoying what I'm bringing. I'm only bringing the scriptures, so I don't like what you bring.
Oh, that's not
you
good.
Don't like the scripture then.
Right, Pastor.
And if you don't like the scripture, you don't like God.
Right.
Because God inspired all scripture was given by inspiration of God.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful? That's what the scripture said. And I don't like that. So I don't like what you say and you don't like God then.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the truth. 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. What does it say?
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom.
There's Paul. You love Paul. So Paul went to the Gentiles. Paul went to Jews that were Gentiles.
Right.
Jews that didn't know God. The Lord was amongst the scribes and Pharisees. They were Gentiles because they weren't saved.
Right.
Yes. Paul is letting you know, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. What?
But in demonstration of the Spirit.
Now we're talking about some. Let's demonstrate some power here. Mm-hmm. Demonstration of the Spirit.
Yes, and of power.
And of power.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Supposed to be able to do all things.
Yes.
Said, no one can live perfect. That ain't no power. What?
Yes, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men.
My faith don't stand in the wisdom of man because the wisdom of man is against God.
Right.
Wisdom of man is carnal. The wisdom of man don't know God. It takes the Spirit of God to know God.
Yes.
What?
But in the power of God.
Power of God. The scripture says, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power. So what's this about what you can't do?
Yes, Pastor.
That don't sound right. That sounds like that's not with God. That ain't what God is saying.
All right.
God is power. What?
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Oh, there it is again. Right. There ain't nobody perfect. Who is he talking about? Among them that are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he talking to?
Right.
A spirit? So that was a spirit he was talking about. Mm. That ain't no real person. Mm. The scripture don't tell you that.
No.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom.
Among them that are perfect.
What?
Yet not the wisdom of this world.
Now, what I'm talking about is not the wisdom of the world. You heard me read, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. That's our wisdom.
Yes.
The commandments. Keeping it is our wisdom.
Yes.
Not the wisdom of this world. What?
Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught.
What?
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
We speak it in a mystery. Let me read the first verse. What does it say?
Yes, yes. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
So when you talk about the testimony of God, which is God's commandments, oh, everybody know that. That ain't no wisdom to most people.
Yes.
But I believe the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. It is your wisdom. See, that's God's wisdom. But man's wisdom is, oh, yeah, I knew that from a child, a golden rule. That ain't no, Jesus is my wisdom. That is Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor, beautiful.
Read, let's go to 1 John 4 and 4.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
I know ain't too many shouting over this that's listening.
All right, Pastor, it's beautiful.
Wait a minute. The word is so powerful and so strong, we that sit up on the team, you can't jump too much unless you...
That's right, Pastor.
Spirit really move you.
Thank God.
It's got to move you.
Thank God. Yes, Pastor.
And it does move. But it don't move too many to be kicking off their shoes, walking around, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It don't move us like that.
All right, Pastor.
It don't move us when you jumping over benches.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. Don't move us like that. But what it should move us is not to yield to sin. To be righteous. Yes. That's how it should move us, to obey.
Yes.
That beautiful? Should move us to honor one another. Mm-hmm. 1 John 4:4, what does it say?
Ye are of God, little children.
Now we should be like children. Mm-hmm. That's the work of the ministry, to deal with childlike spirit. Mm-hmm. Ye are of God, little children. What?
And have overcome them.
Wait a minute. How you gonna overcome if you say, you can't live perfect. You can't help but sin. Mm-hmm. Nobody can't help but sin. What you gonna overcome?
Go ahead.
That's what this life is all about. It's just to be brought out. It's about this life. It's about overcoming the world, sin.
Yes, Pastor.
You've overcome them. What?
Mm-hmm. Because greater is he.
Listen
that
to what
is
the scripture said. Look what God is saying, inspiring the writer to say. Greater.
Yes, is he that is in you.
Now, if God is in you, said Jesus, oh, my journey, Jesus in me. If Jesus is in you, greater is he that's in you. What?
Than he that is in the world.
Well, who's in the world but that devil?
All right.
So I don't know what you're talking about. I have the Spirit of God. No, you got the spirit of the devil if you're in sin.
Go ahead, Pastor.
That's what that is. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me you can't help but sin, you got the spirit of the devil.
Yes, Pastor.
Because greater is he that's in you than he
that is in the world.
Go to Philippians 4 and 13.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Now, this is the work of the ministry, to encourage ones to know that, wait a minute, God is greater than that devil. God is greater than mother, father, sister, brother. Yeah. God and you should be greater than the traditions that so many follow.
Mm-hmm.
God is greater than you, than the world, than that little fat red man called Santa Claus.
Go ahead, Pastor. That's right. That's Pastor.
Philippians 4:13.
I can do all things through Christ.
Wait a minute. Some?
All.
I believe sin is something.
Go ahead. Yes, it is.
But I can do all things. What?
Through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Well, that's what the work of the ministry is, to edify, strengthen you, encourage you. That's what the ministry is all about.
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4:1. Let's go there.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Deuteronomy 4:1. This is the work of the ministry. What?
Mm-hmm. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes.
The work of the ministry lets you know who Israel is. Mm-hmm. Israel is you and I, if you are God's people.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you're a Christian, a follower of Christ, you're Israel.
Yes, Pastor.
And the model preacher God sent to deliver his people out of sin is speaking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hearken, O Israel, what?
Unto the statutes and unto the judgments,
what?
Which I teach you.
Somebody's got to teach. That's what the work of the ministry is, to teach.
Yes.
What these gods are, what it means to make a graven image, what it means to take his name in vain. Read.
Yes. For to do them.
What?
That ye may live.
Wait a minute. Teach you to do it. But how can you be taught to do it if the people are telling you, could nobody keep them laws?
Right,
what you talking about?
Right, Pastor.
The law is the word, which you're going to read in the next line or two. And that's what we should believe on him, as the scriptures say. Yes. Not according to these false preachers and teaching is.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Now, what that means is, wherever we go in this life, wherever God's people are, possess yourselves in holiness.
Yes.
Wherever you might be, whether you are in Czechoslovakia or in Okinawa.
Beautiful, Pastor, that's right.
Or Tanzania.
Thank God, yes.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Ye shall not add unto the
words. Now listen to what God said. Ye shall not add unto the words. That's the statutes and the judgment. Don't add to it. That's what happened in the garden.
Yes.
The woman said, you shall not eat of it, neither touch it. Now you messing up now. You're going overboard.
All right, Pastor.
That's what the church will have done down through the times. Well, you know, nobody could keep those. That's a lie. God said, teach it. And don't you add unto the word. What?
Yes. Which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from
it. And don't take nothing from it. Don't take nothing out of there.
Yes, Pastor.
And I believe they took out the Sabbath, which is the seventh day, and put in first day of the week. That's not in God's word. What?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord.
Because when you do that, you're not keeping God's commandments when you add or take away.
Right.
But that you may keep.
Yes.
What?
The commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command.
Now remember, you should not add unto the word, because the word is the commandments.
Yes,
and again, what does the sixth verse say?
Keep therefore and do them.
What?
For this is your wisdom.
This is our wisdom. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't speak in man's wisdom, but this is God's wisdom.
Yes, Pastor. And your understanding.
What?
In the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Now, Paul said, I come not with excellency of speech.
Yes.
But I come with the testimony of God. Mm-hmm. Go to Exodus 31.
All right, Pastor.
31 and 18.
Beautiful, Pastor.
So many churchgoers don't know what God's testimony is. Now, shouldn't God's testimony be ours?
Yes.
Shouldn't the Lord's testimony be our testimony? Exodus 31.
Yes, Pastor.
And 18, what does it say?
And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai.
What?
Two tables of testimony.
He gave him two tables of testimony. That was God's testimony.
Yes,
what?
Pastor. Tables of stone, written with the finger of God.
God wrote, thou shalt have beautiful. No other gods before me, and begin to name all the gods.
Beautiful.
Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Named them.
Mm-hmm.
Make engraven images. Taking his name in vain. Not remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Right,
these
Pastor.
Are gods.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Read Ephesians again, 4
yes.
and 11.
Beautiful.
That beautiful? This is the work yes. of the ministry.
Yes.
It's not to tell you he died and bled on the cross. No. That's not the work of the ministry.
No.
That's history.
All right.
And that's
you can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.